Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Healthcare remains one of the most pressing issues facing us today. Our system of healthcare faces challenges around areas such as quality, safety, access to care, and value. There is also a strong demand for the use of health information technology in finding new avenues for translating research into practice. With us today to discuss her efforts in this area is our very special guest, Dr. Carolyn Clancy, Director at the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Dr. Clancy, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Also joining us today is Janet Marchabrota, IBM's GBS Public Sector Chief Healthcare Officer. Janet, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Dr. Clancy, before we get started, let's set some groundwork around the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, otherwise known as ARC, within HHS. Can you give us an overview of the history, the mission, and some of the activities your organization supports and how it supports the overall mission of HHS?
Sure. So the mission of the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, as we call it, is to improve the quality, safety, efficiency, and effectiveness of healthcare for all Americans. Ultimately, our goal is to improve the quality and safety of healthcare so that every American can know, no matter where they get healthcare, that it will be predictably high quality and safe. They won't have to worry about everything that's going wrong. Now, we achieve this goal by supporting research and working very closely with those who provide care, clinicians of all disciplines, with patients, with policymakers, so that they can use this information to improve the delivery of healthcare itself. Ultimately, disseminating the findings from our research, we hope, helps support a nation of healthier, more productive individuals, and frankly, a much greater return on the substantial investment that we make in healthcare today. Now, ARC is about 20 years old. It was first authorized in 1989, so this will be an anniversary for us this year, although it's been too busy to actually think about celebrations. How we help HHS is to achieve its strategic goals to improve safety, quality, affordability, and accessibility of healthcare, and so forth. And we work very closely with a number of other components of the department.
Now, this is a very broad and critical mission that you have. Can you give us a sense of the scale in terms of how your agency is organized, perhaps the size of its budget, number of employees, and your geographic footprint?
Yes. So we now fund work in almost all 50 states. There might be one or two we've missed, but that's a relatively new development in the past 5 years or so. Our budget is $372 million for this fiscal year. That does not include additional resources that were allocated to the agency through the Recovery Act. We have about 300 people who work at ARC, and about 80% of our budget is invested in grants and contracts focused on improving healthcare, many to academic institutions, but not exclusively. We've also partnered with community health centers, with hospitals, and so forth.
So, Dr. Clancy, with that overview, could you tell us a bit more about your specific responsibilities and duties as the director of ARC?
Yes. So my responsibility is to make sure that all of the parts of ARC work together to make a whole that's greater than the sum of its parts. I'm totally privileged to work with a team that is completely fantastic. A big part of my day-to-day work is actually communicating what it is that we're trying to do. How do you connect the dots between the research that we're supporting, which can be pretty technical at times, to the health care that you're going to get or that you're worried about on behalf of a family member or someone you care about? And that part is a great deal of fun, and I think it keeps us all grounded, and it gives me a chance, as well as many of my colleagues, to hear Americans' concerns about what's going on with their health care.
What about the composition of the research portfolio that is under your purview?
So we have, as most government organizations do, an org chart, which displays the anatomy of the organization. We've got 5 research centers and 3 offices that make everything work. But we really organize our work around portfolios. That's really the physiology or how we do our work. So the portfolios are effectiveness and comparative effectiveness. Another portfolio is patient safety and quality. A third is health IT, and our role there is evaluating selected applications of health IT for their impact on safety and quality. A fourth is improving value in healthcare. A fifth is prevention and care management. How do we prevent disease? How do we optimally manage chronic illnesses? And then the sixth is something called innovations, because we understand that just as innovations are important in developing new products, the notion and concept of innovation is also critical to improving healthcare delivery.
In thinking through your roles, your responsibility, and your duties, what would you say are the top 3 challenges that you face in your position? And can you describe how you've addressed those challenges?
Well, one challenge is, which I think is generic to all large organizations, possibly even small organizations, is communication. On one level, we, of course, have email and many different routes of communication. On another level, our business is information. So sorting through all that and trying to make sense of it and assuring that we're all on the same page, not just at 5,000 feet above the ground, but literally in our day-to-day work, I would say is a big challenge. It's fun, and it's fun to work through it with people who are not only really smart, but actually very passionate about what they do and about making a difference in healthcare. Another challenge that I think all of us share these days is just 24/7. How do you manage to fit it all in a particular day? And to some extent, interestingly, I think advances in information and communications technology have both made this easier and harder at the same time, because you're always reachable. A third challenge, frankly, is personal balance for me, because I love the work that we do and I love the people I work with. So trying to turn it off on occasion to do other things is sometimes challenging.
Now, Dr. Clancy, I understand that you've been the director of the agency now for about 6 years, and you're also a general internist by training. Can you tell me a little bit about your career path and perhaps how you got started?
I'd be delighted to. So I grew up just outside of Boston, and somewhere around age 9 decided I wanted to be a doctor based on I have no idea what. Over the years, I realized it was probably a good idea that I recognized in maybe a preconscious way in 4th grade, because I really like science, but I also liked working with people. So I went to Boston College. I then went to medical school in Massachusetts and ultimately did residency there and went on to do a fellowship at the University of Pennsylvania. I had been encouraged by a mentor when I was doing my clinical training to at least consider academic medicine, that it should be, I should make an explicit decision not to do it rather than sort of drift and not think about it. So I actually did a fellowship in something called general medicine, which was all about the kind of research that ARC does. And I was particularly interested in clinical decision making. How is it that doctors can keep many factors in their heads and try to tailor all the science that we've learned to meet the needs and preferences of the specific individual you're dealing with? That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it totally not an algorithm or a protocol. That is the part that doctors talk about as being incredibly meaningful about their daily work. But I wanted to know more about what were the kinds of factors that affected that and so forth. I took a position with the Medical College of Virginia in Richmond, Virginia, on the faculty and continued to do some research and did a lot of teaching. And ultimately, I became the medical director of our primary care clinic. Now, in Virginia, care for those who have no insurance is often augmented in addition to Medicaid and other public programs by money from the state that goes to the medical schools. So we probably served something like 30,000 patients, two-thirds or so of whom came from the city of Richmond, but another third came from outlying areas. So providing them with continuity of care was very challenging. Increasingly, I began to worry about what were the policies that might actually make this situation better for all of those patients? We were trying as hard as we could. And I was very impressed by the residents and how much they cared about their patients. But at the end of the day, I could see that what we needed were policies that actually helped us expand access to care for those patients. So that interest in policy was really what brought me to Washington.
So to expand on that a little bit, as you reflect back on your career, what might be some of the experiences that perhaps have shaped your management approach and your leadership style today?
Well, probably the first experience, but it's always fundamental, is that I'm the oldest of a large family. I'm the oldest of seven. And I, of course, think I was never bossy, but my siblings might have a different story to tell. A lot of experiences I had at the Medical College of Virginia were incredibly helpful. The first was that we actually began to explore how do you assess the quality of care in outpatient settings. This was before health plans were reporting on quality and so forth, and I called everyone I knew around the country to say, so how do you do this? And people didn't have a whole lot to say, so we just did the very best that we could. And that included actually evaluating some of how we were educating patients, which no one had done that I could find out about or certainly read about in the literature. So that was a great learning about what does it take to figure out where are the areas where we can improve care, how can we figure out relatively easily and efficiently how we're doing, and then what is the strategy for trying to make sure that we do a better job. That was very exciting for me. Being the medical director for this clinic also gave me the opportunity to work with pharmacists who were incredible partners for us, as well as nurses and nurse practitioners and the hospital administrators, because we were a hospital-based clinic. And from the get-go, I could see that to actually make an organization effective, you had to have everyone at the table making shared decisions. Some would call this matrix management. It's not always easy, but it's incredibly important.
That's great. How does ARC work to improve healthcare quality? We will ask Dr. Carolyn Clancy, Director of the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, to share with us when the conversation about healthcare continues on the Business of Government Hour.